We're doing the Navi Micha, and it's a new year, a new semester, and we will reintroduce the Prophet Micha is one of the 12 shorter prophets, and because each of these prophets has a work which is relatively short, so the sages saw fit to combine them into one work that we call Trei Asar, the 12, because there are 12 prophets here. One of them, the famous one, is the book of Jonah that we read on Yom Kippur. And the Navi Micha prophesied during the period of the kings Yotam, Achaz, and Chizkiyahu in Judea. And he prophesies the destruction of Judea and the northern 10 tribes. He lived to see the destruction of the northern 10 tribes. And in the beginning, the Navi Micha describes how there is going to be terrible destruction, and he describes the moral decay among the Jewish people. He spent what's called the first three chapters discussing the destruction. And then the Navi turned and started describing the end of the days, when the temple will be reinstated, and the Temple Mount will be above all other mountains, and the nations will all say, let us ascend to the mountain of God, to the house of the God of Jacob. Let's learn how He wants us to behave. Let's learn His way of life. For Torah comes from Zion, and the Word of God comes from Jerusalem. And at that time, God or God's representatives, the Messiah, will be a judge among nations, and the nations will no longer wage war against one another. People will live in tranquility. The nations will all recognize that that they should try to follow the way of Hashem. And the Navi says, when that day comes, I will gather the cripple, I will gather the Jews who have been exiled, and I will mend all that has been hurt during the period of the diaspora. And then the Navi turned to the Jewish people, and he said, I'm prophesizing about a time when it will be good, but now, let's talk about now. Why do you feel that you have to take on new friends? Why do you have to connect with foreign nations? Do you lack a king? What do you mean? I'm here, God says. Do you lack any advice? Why are you so scared? And the Navi continues in Pasuk Yud, Perek Dalit Pasuk Yud. He's coming off of the prophecy of a better future, and he's turning to the people now, and he's saying, okay, but now I'm telling you the destruction is imminent, so why does it have to be so? And the Navi says in Pasuk Yud, Chuli vagohi bat tzion kayo leida. Chuli, from the word chalchala, you should be struck with fear. Vagohi, and you should sigh. Bat tzion, the daughter of Zion, you hope, you think that by making peace treaties with the nations that surround you, that's what's going to ensure your existence in the land of Israel. God says to them, no, you will sigh, and you will be taken with fear, you daughter of Zion, kayoleida, like a woman who is about to give birth. One of the things that happens when a woman's about to give birth is she gets very scared. It's not only about pain, it's also about fear. And one of the keys to going through delivery peacefully is controlling that fear. I got to tell you, every delivery I went through was just like that. Okay, no, so I've never been through delivery, right, I know.
I thought Jewish women were known for giving birth more easily.
Okay, but at any rate, one of the keys to giving birth more easily, one of the keys is controlling that fear. And so the Navi says, he's using a parable. He's saying, just as a woman when she's about to give birth and she suddenly feels herself opening up to openings that she never thought she'd be able to open up. And, I mean, a baby's got to come out of there. And she has the pain and she has the fear. The Navi turns to the Jewish people and says, you too will be gripped with fear, with sighs. Ki ata tetzei mikiya. For now, the time is imminent when you will be exiled. You will leave the city. You will dwell in the field. Uvat ad Bavel, sham tinatzeli, sham yigalech Adonai mikaf oyevayich. and you will be exiled through the fields. You won't have a place to rest until you reach Babylon. Sham tinatzeli. And over there, tinatzeli, over here comes from the word like vayinatzlu et Mitzrayim. Lenatzel in modern Hebrew means to take advantage of. In ancient Hebrew it means to empty out. Sham tinatzeli. There in Babylon, you will be emptied out of anything you had. Sham yig'alech Hashem. And over there, Hashem will redeem you. Mikafo yivayich, from the hands of your enemies. And it won't be all the nations that you thought would stand by you because of the peace treaties. It won't be them who will save you. But no, you will be exiled. The peace treaties will not stand by. They will not stand the test of time. The time is imminent when you will leave the city. The Shachant Basadeh, you will dwell in the city, in the field. Uvatad Bavel, you will come to Babylon. Shamti Natzeli, and there you will be emptied out. They'll take anything you had, and none of the nations will come to your assistance. Sham Yigalech Hashem, but over there, your true Savior, Hashem, will redeem you. Mikafo Yivayich, from the hands of your enemies. Ve'ata nesfu alayich goyim rabim. And now you should know that we have to discern between the redemption that we're talking about from Babylon and the redemption that's yet to come in the end of time. In the end of time, there's going to be a war when all the nations unite against Israel. We say that's the famous war of Gog u'Magog. Gog and Magog are the names of two people, right? Gog u'Magog u'Meshech v'Yaban v'Tuvalu, right? You have people in Parshas Noach, two people named Gog and Magog, right? They became two nations. And we have on tradition that there's going to be this great war with Gog and Magog, and it's not only going to be about these two nations, but it's going to be all the nations uniting against Israel. So, ne'esfu alayich goyim rabim, a multitude of nations have gathered upon you, ha'omerim techenaf, that they say she has been found guilty. They come and they claim Zion, the Jewish people, are guilty. Ve'tachaz betzion einenu. They say, oh, look at how sinful the Jews are. Now it's time that we should see the destruction of Zion. V'tachas b'tzion einenu, and our eyes will witness Zion. They will witness what we've been waiting for in Zion. You see, the Navi is talking how many years ago? Let's see, the Navi is talking approximately 3 millennium ago, 2.5 millennium ago, right? He's talking before the destruction of the first temple. So if we said the destruction of the second temple was approximately the year 70, so right now that's almost 2,000 years ago, right? The destruction of the second temple. And he's talking during the first temple, which was approximately 500 years before that, the end of the first temple. So we're talking about approximately 2.5 millennium ago. And he says that when the time will come, you should know the nations will all gather to wage war against Israel, and they will say, look at how Israel deserves to be punished. Something like the UN is always saying. They're in the wrong. We just got to wait and see their destruction. If you just look at what's going on around the world and the UN's reaction all over the world, you know, even the papers about how many people they killed in Afghanistan, and no one's saying a word throughout the world. Yeah, I know the EU reacted, but go compare the reactions over thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, being killed and displaced and in error or arbitrary shootings, whatever, however you'll explain what the United States did out there in Afghanistan, and the reactions to what we do. And you could see this time and again. Look, any country, just look around the world. Look at what Russia did. Look what Russia's still doing. No one's saying a word. Look what Iran's still doing. No one's saying a word. You know, country after country, and they're flagrant violations of international law, of human rights. No one says a word. You know, you barely hear a peeps. Here in Israel, yeah, you have a flotilla, you have a ship that's coming and trying to attack us, and it's very clear what's going on in that ship, and our soldiers get beaten, and look at how the world reacts. So the Navi already told us, there's an attitude in the world. an attitude is about, look at what they did wrong. We're just looking to find what the Jews did wrong, and we're v'tachas b'tzion einenu. The nations are just waiting. We want to see their destruction. There's something deep down inside. We have on tradition that this is from the day we received the Torah. That deep down inside, the nations want to see our destruction. V'tachas b'tzion einenu. And when the final war is going to come, they're going to say, oh, now's the time when we'll finally see what we've been waiting for so long, the ultimate destruction of Zion, the final solution. And they, lo yadeu machshevot Adonai velo hivinu atzato. They don't know what God is thinking. They don't know what God is plotting in this great war when they all unite against Zion. Kiki betzam ke'amil govena, that God causes them to gather. And the reasoning behind it is that God wants them to gather to make it easier to harvest them. Just like before you cut down when you cut down the wheat with a sickle is a round knife. In order to cut the wheat, you gather the wheat into a bundle and then you cut it all with one sickle, with one slice. By the same token, Hashem says they don't realize that they're gathering, and my plan with having them gather to destroy Zion is to be able to harvest them with one shot. So the Navi says, I want you to recognize the difference between the destruction that's coming now, when you'll be exiled to Babylon, and the destruction that's yet to come. Our sages say that when the first temple was destroyed, there was a similar occurrence. It wasn't only the Babylonian and the Chaldean Empire that came to destroy us. It was also the Ammonites who volunteered mercenaries. It was the Edomites, it was the Moabites, it was the Philistines, it was the Amalekim. All the surrounding countries were very happy to volunteer their soldiers. They said, you don't even have to pay our soldiers. We will volunteer to come and help bring down Israel. And our sages say that was one of the great miracles that happened at the destruction of the first temple. That here you had nations uniting in an effort to annihilate the Jewish people. And when the dust settled, we're still around. That's one of the great miracles of the destruction of the first temple. So the Navi says, even though it's going to seem like this is the final war when the destruction of the first temple comes, the Navi says, no, don't confuse it. No, this is one destruction, and there's still a bigger war that's yet to come, and that's the war of Gog and Magog. Kumi vadoshi vat tzion. Hashem says to the daughter of Zion, he says, if I compared the nations to the harvest, then I invite you, the daughter of Zion, to stand up and thresh. Ki kalneich asim balzel, ufal sotayich asim nechusha, vahadikot amim rabim. The Navi says, for I will strengthen you, and if they are going to be like the harvest, so then you're going to be like the animal that threshes, that tramples over the harvest. Ki kalnech asim balzel, because even though throughout your exile you were weak, now I will strengthen you and I will make your horn out of metal. Ufal sotayich, and your hoofs asim nechusha, I will make them out of copper to be able to trample them. Vahadikot amim rabim, and you will flatten out many nations. Vehacharamti ladonai bitzam vechilam laadom kol haaretz. Hashem says their wealth, bitzam, their wealth. Vehacharamti Hashem, I will set it aside for God, and v'cheilam, and their strength, la'adon kol ha'aretz, will be set aside for the master of the land. They come to war with all their power and their wealth, and they assume that they're going to destroy Israel. Hashem says all that wealth will be dedicated to Hashem after the Jews win the war. Atah titgodidi vat gedud matzol sam aleinu. At that time, Hashem says, titgodidi. Titgodidi is to scratch oneself in sorrow. And the Navi here is using a play on words. He says, you, Bat Gedud, the one who has her people in camps. The word gedud could mean to become separate camps, and the word gedud could also mean to scratch oneself and make oneself bleed in sorrow. The Torah says, los isgodudu. Los isgodudu literally means don't scratch yourself and make yourself bleed in sorrow over the loss of a loved one. We learn from the pasuk, los isgodudu, don't become separate camps in Israel. The Jewish people have to be united. You're not allowed to have separate camps. You can't be in one shul where half the people do things this way and half the people do things that way. Half the shul puts on tefillin on Chol Moed, half the shul doesn't put on tefillin on Chol Moed. You're not supposed to do that. So the word lotit godedu or gedud could mean to scratch and make oneself bleed. The word gedud could mean a battalion, a group, an individual group. So the Navi here uses the word in both meanings. He says, ata now, tit godedi, scratch yourself and make yourself bleed. Bat gedud, you who made yourself into a camp. Matzor samaleinu, you who placed the siege over us. You, the enemy nations, who have formed different camps and made a siege upon the Jewish people. Now you will scratch yourself in sorrow. Bashevet yakuhu al halechi et shofet Yisrael. And when we were in exile, when we were among the nations, look at how they treated us. They used to take even the nobles of Israel, even the judge of Israel, they used to smack him in the face with a stick, and they used to deride us. The Navi says all of that will come to an accounting when there will be the final war. And at that time, the nations that gather as battalions around Zion, they will scratch themselves in sorrow as their final downfall will come at that time. So the Navi over here took us through a prophecy of the ultimate war, the war of Gog and Magog that's yet to come. And he describes how there will be a payback, that the nations will come thinking that they will bring about the final solution, when in fact God says his final solution, his payback, is going to be at that time, at the time of that war. And we'll have to pick up here, Bezalel Hashem, next week.
Is that supposed to be the Persians?